Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
What's gonna happen to us when she goes away?
Do you think we're gonna get a new resident?
My mother is very sick. I'm the only person she'll allow to see her.
Cujo has to go!
Hey, Doc.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Thanks for doing this.
It'll be fun.
I grew up in a trailer park, put myself through med school by posing in underwear. I walk into the OR and everyone hopes I'm the nurse.
The nurses are overworked and unhappy.
Sorry, we're short-staffed.
Unhappy nurses lead to... I don't even want to think about it.
We go on strike in 10 days.
In surgery, there is a red line on the floor that marks the point where the hospital goes from being accessible to being off-limits to all but a special few. Crossing the line unauthorized is not tolerated.
Can't cross the picket line. I can't.
I don't like it either, George, but what choice do we have? Okay, you took an oath to heal. You're a healer.
Dad's a truck driver. Mom's a teacher. The evening news shows me crossing the picket line. They'll outlive me just to pee on their grave.
In general, lines are there for a reason.
Has there been any blood yet? Have they brought a scab nurses?
For safety. For security. For clarity.
I think the nurses know that we are on their side.
Don't cross the line!
Well, we're doctors. We have sick patients inside. Okay. Then you go first.
Go front!
Yeah, doing my job. Doing my job, Mama. They threw food at her. That is just wrong. Fine, I'm going in.
Wait, just wait. Better.
Yeah, enjoy your syphilis, Olivia. George, are you coming?
No, I'm good here.
If you choose to cross the line, you pretty much do so at your own risk.
Good morning.
Morning, Meredith.
How is she today?
She's great. She really lights up when Dr. Weber visits.
And I did not back down. Not in my OR. Not in front of those jock ortho idiots.
You know, that was the last time Winsor called you little lady. Not even behind your back.
One day I'm going to be chief of surgery. The first woman chief you watch.
I don't doubt it.
So why is it...
Don't doubt it for a minute.
...that the bigger the line, the greater the temptation to cross it?
And I can't say this enough. Charts are organized by room number. I know you're temp nurses, but there's no excuse for sloppiness.
You know, I can't do my job without a
You know why I stopped being a nurse? Doctors. Doctors who don't know how to pitch in.
Right.
This place is going to
be a better way to compromise.
We need the real nurses now.
We need an additional 40 nurses to relieve the overtime that they're striking about. That's $2 million a year we don't have.
Have you checked under the couch? I always find spare change under the cushions. Oh, okay. I'm silencing myself.
That's him. He's published twice and he's flawless.
Oh, I don't know that guy. That guy's a freak. He doesn't want to speak in the OR.
Yeah, but he's flawless.
I think it's him. What's his name again?
Oh, yeah. Mouth breather guy.
But he'll let you do a procedure on your own if he likes you.
What are we doing?
Trying to figure out who they're going to pick for Bailey's replacement.
Yay! Stevens, Gray, O'Malley, Karev. Here you are. I was looking for you guys in the locker room, but you weren't there. And then I thought, well, maybe my interns are looking for me, too. And then I come out here, and here you are. Yeah, you guys look like a great group, which is awesome. Because my horoscope said it was going to be a very challenging day, and I was a little worried. But no, you guys, yeah, you look like a good group, which is great. Because we're going to have so much fun. Hi. Hi. Hi, first of all. Hi.
Ow, ow, ow.
Oh, am I hurting you?
No, you're touching me.
I'm Sydney Heron, fourth year, and my philosophy, just so you know, is heal with love. Okay? So, wonderful. So, Alex, Izzy, Meredith, Christina, and our little group is just missing...
Well, O'Malley. Yeah, he's cowering behind the strike line like a little girl.
Standing up for what he believes in, that's my kind of little girl.
Right?
The ER needs somebody down there for a consult. Does anybody who wants to...
We get to pick? Oh, me, I'm on it.
I'll help.
I have patients I need to check on. So it looks like it's just you and me, Izzy McGee.
All right. It's Stevens. Izzy Stevens.
Oh, no, I knew. I was just rhyming.
Oh. Rhyming, right. Yeah, that's me.
Stevens?
Yeah.
Can you use you on a console?
Okay, I'm on it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
me a console for a rash?
It's spreading pretty fast. I wanted to make sure there's nothing surgical going on.
Is this all right?
Oh.
Oh, fat. Sorry.
We're on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Can you, dismount, please?
Yeah.
Be great.
Len! Lenny, is that you? Lenny!
Are you okay, ma'am? Grace Bickham. Mrs. Bickham, do you know who your doctor is? I don't see your chart here.
Are you there?
I'm going to need you to calm down for me, okay?
Lenny?
Is that your husband?
Oh, where is he? He was here.
I'm sure he'll be back any moment. You're having some trouble breathing. I'm going to need you to run some tests.
Lenny.
Nurse, I need a nurse in here.
You can go, George. We won't throw donuts.
Oh, I can take the donuts.
Then what are you still doing here?
Teachers strike of 03 and Mom walked the line for 48 days. I can't cross.
So, go home.
I can't go home. You just don't go. Yeah, I get kicked out of the program. Lose my place as a resident. I'm a doctor, don't you? Dude. Don't. I'm a union guy.
So that means...
Give me that sign.
All right, Dr. O'Malley! Help! I need a nurse in here, please! Her pressure's falling. She stopped breathing.
Whoa. Is she dying?
Are you a nurse?
I'm like a nursing student.
I need to intubate. Get me a 7.5 tube. They're out in the hall. Not that one. The one that's a 7.5. I'm in.
Awesome. Is that too much?
It's a lot of extra amniotic fluid, Cheyenne, but your baby looks strong.
Does that mean we can go? I mean, I appreciate you seeing us, I really do, but this is a long drive for us, and I can't afford to miss another shift.
Unfortunately, Miss Wood, the mass on the baby's neck is what's causing the buildup of fluid. It's also obstructing her airway and the spine.
It's all right.
We're going to do a procedure called an exit surgery. Basically, we do a C-section and only half deliver the baby.
Half deliver?
That's right. We pull the head and the arms out, but we don't cut the umbilical cord.
Why?
The tumor won't let air get to the baby's lungs, so we need the umbilical cord to keep her alive during the operation. It's kind of cool if you think about it. You'll be like your baby's life support machine.
And then after the surgery, if all goes well, we cut the umbilical cord, and you'll be the mother of a healthy baby girl. How's that sound?
It sounds expensive.
Well, your doctor at the clinic is a former student of mine, so it's covered. I'm going to go ahead and take this up to the lab.
The hospital gets a write-off for the surgery and makes Dr. Shepherd look good, so.
So it's not charity.
It's not charity. What time's your shift?
6 to 6.
Graveyard. In Chehalis?
Yeah.
It's 3 hours away. Better get going. I'll look out for her.
Chief.
No matter.
Saw my mother this morning.
Did you? How is she?
She's fine.
I'm glad to hear. Give her my best.
Right.
I'm drawing a line to mark the borders of the infection. We'll watch it for a couple of hours. If it doesn't cross the line, you'll get IV antibiotics.
And if it does cross the line? Well, it would mean the infection's aggressive. We'd have to do a muscle biopsy.
You have to take out a piece of my muscle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're supposed to run a 10K tomorrow.
Oh, on this leg? I doubt it.
Can you tell us when you first noticed the rash?
When we were climbing Rainier yesterday.
Wow.
You got the Emmons Glacier route?
Please. You can do that in an SUV.
He did Liberty Ridge.
Oh, wow. That's hardcore. Hi, I'm Sydney Heron. These guys teach you.
Hi. I'm Claire. This is Wade. It's our honeymoon.
Wow, that's amazing. God, look at that rock.
Did you sustain any trauma on the hike? Did you fall down or bang your leg against something?
No.
Well, she cut her foot on some oyster shells at the beach a couple days ago. We were windsurfing in Puget Sound.
Oh, well, sounds like you guys are going to need a honeymoon to recover from your honeymoon.
Ow. Right? My leg's going to be okay, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's probably just a simple skin infection.
Oh, no, it's not. Look.
Hey.
Your dog's fine.
He's your dog now.
Mm.
I miss him. He misses you, too.
Just
come visit.
Mm. The dog. I mean,
I'm walking away now. So, I'm looking for a neurosurgeon to consult on a fetal spinal tumor. You know anybody good?
Don't ask George.
I'm not. He's a doctor. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Whispering point. No showing support. Pay Whispering point. What?
We need a favor.
Ava Jenkins and Pete's room 4114. It's almost time to change her dressing, and it's scary for her, but if you sing the alphabet or the Wheels on the Bus song, she can handle.
Miss O'Brien from 2412 should have a major panic attack. They don't check on her at least once an hour.
And there's this guy in 2944.
Wait, you want me to cross the picket line?
Yeah. Why?
Because they're our patients too, George. We can't.
Anyone care to probe the wound?
I do. I'd really like to try your method of healing with love.
I like the way you think, Alex. You do the honors. Christina, looks like someone needs to learn how to share. Okay, not paid. Just go ahead and slide it in.
Whoa. No resistance.
Let me see. Dr. Heron, can you see?
Yes.
No healthy muscle gives way that easily.
Oh, my God. Oh, this poor girl. Okay, everyone, we're locking down the OR. All non-essential personnel must leave now.
Is that pathology?
It's necrotizing fasciitis.
The flesh-eating bacteria?
In the flesh.
Oh, good. Somebody's in here. How's she doing?
You intubated her?
Yeah.
You intubated her?
I had to. She was struggling to breathe. Her sats were in the 80s. She was in a room all alone. What?
One of the temp nurses found the paperwork from her chart on the second floor. And...
You put a tube in Grace.
She put a tube in Grace?
She put a tube in Grace.
Mrs. Bickham was diagnosed with end-stage COPD. She's on hospice.
End-of-life care?
DNR. Do not resuscitate.
You little schnook. You were supposed to let her die.
No machine, she said.
She did, I remember. Because her daughter Alice was there with her girlfriend. She's a lesbian. The daughter. Nice girl.
Stop with the rambling, Agnes. Make your point.
I'm sorry. Who are you exactly? Mrs. Bickham's sisters? Oh, no. No, her sister Rose died in 83.
May she rest in peace.
Influenza. Or croup.
Only babies die of croup. Rose died with a cold in her chest.
Pneumonia.
Right, pneumonia. And then there was her other sister, Harriet.
May she rest in peace.
They cremated her.
Gracie wanted to die. She made us a little promise.
This really is something that I need to speak with her husband about.
Minnie never talked much when he was alive. Good luck getting a word now.
When he's dead?
May he rest in peace.
But Grace said she just saw him. Because she was trying to cross over.
She almost died twice in the last month, said she saw him each time. You ask me, that's a little misshugging her.
It's not me shugging her. He was waiting for her in the light.
Mm-hmm. Which, thanks to you, she can't reach now.
O'Malley, I need you to round on rooms 21. Excuse me?
I'm here, but I'm not here.
You won't be anywhere in about 30 seconds.
Sir,
if you...
all due respect, no offense intended, but I won't cross the picket line.
And yet somehow you're standing in front of me.
Well, yeah, because some of the nurses want me to check on their patients, and so I am, but then I'm going right back out there to join them.
You're a doctor.
Yes, sir. But I'm also a union man. All due respect, no offense intended.
Fine.
Sir, Well, I have you here. I'm supposed to tell you that Mrs. O'Brien in 2412 is allergic to chocolate, but she pulls the allergy sticker off the chart every chance she gets.
Wonderful.
And that Mr. You're supposed to watch Mr. Roberts in 2119 take and swallow his diuretics. Apparently, he likes to hoard them under his mattress.
Is that it?
40 to 50 hours of mandatory overtime is extremely... Yes, sir, I'm very sorry. It's no offense intended.
What? Wait. Flesh eating... This is some kind of joke, right? She put you up to this?
No, it's not a joke. We have to amputate the leg.
Christina?
We're on our honeymoon.
I'm sorry. Wait, I know this is scary, but amputation is not the only option.
Well, it's the only sane Excuse me, if we don't get this infection under control immediately, she is going to die.
But there's another option.
Well, we can try to save the leg by cutting out the infection.
It won't be pretty, but we might be able to keep it functional.
Gold star for Dr. Kariff?
I need to see her.
There's no time.
By the time we take her out of anesthesia and put her back under... You need to make a decision now.
I mean, she runs marathons. This is our adventure honeymoon. It's who she is.
Okay. Then we'll do everything we can to save the leg.
You seriously think this is a good idea?
I seriously think this is a way cooler surgery.
Cheyenne, the prognosis is very good. So what we want to try to do is go in and get as much of the tumor out as possible during your surgery.
So my baby will be fine?
Yes.
You may be able to take your baby home by the end of the week.
That soon?
Absolutely. She'll be all yours.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Now, if you or your mother have any questions, Dr. Stevens will page me. All right?
Oh, Shakespeare.
I was reading it to my baby. It's really homework for English. Was. The baby wasn't due for another 3 more weeks. And now, I guess.
No more school.
It's weird. It's like when you're in school, you hate it.
Until you can't go anymore. Have you made any plans?
Plans?
Bought a crib, called about childcare, looked into assistance.
Not yet.
You gonna live with your mom?
I'm supposed to be saving money to get my own trailer home. I don't know. I guess I just thought I'd have more time. 9 months goes by fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I'll see you later.
Bye.
So, Sydney, have you seen a lot of necrotizing fasciitis?
No, have you?
If the infection moves to her bloodstream, she'll die.
She wakes up without her legs. She might wish she had.
Yeah, Dr. Karev is right. She's young, she's healthy, she's a newlywed.
And your treatment plan is based on cuteness? If she were an 80-year-old man, you'd amputate in a heartbeat.
She's not 80. Where's your compassion?
My compassion? Trying to save a patient from death is pretty compassionate.
I must say I'm disappointed in you. Why can't you be more like Alex?
Excuse me?
Yeah, this guy, he's compassionate. He's warm. He's fighting with me to save Claire's leg.
And we're going to win that fight.
Yes.
Excuse me, restroom. Burke.
Hey. I thought you were in surgery.
I was. Necrotizing fasciitis.
No kidding. So why are you out here?
Because the new resident, she's the new Bailey. Except that she's the exact opposite of Bailey in the most absurd, horrifying, profoundly disturbing ways. I think the new resident is killing her patient.
Dr. Heron, is it?
It is, and you are?
Preston Burke.
Dr. Burke? Wow, no kidding. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. I heard you had a case of necrotizing fasciitis, so we don't see a lot of those around here.
Yeah, well, being a cardiothoracic surgeon, I wouldn't think you saw any.
Right. Well, I was just curious what protocol you were following here.
You were curious or Christina was concerned?
I hope you'll forgive the intrusion. It's nothing personal. It's just... We haven't worked with you before, and Dr. Yang wanted to be sure that...
Dr. Yang wanted to be sure that the perky little bimbo cheerleader wasn't in here trying to kill a patient, am I right? Now, with all due respect, Dr. Burke, I know you don't know me very well, but I'm pretty good at what I do. And my patient is a 25-year-old marathoner, and I've told her husband I'm going to try and save her leg. So my plan is to stand here for as many hours as it takes to scrape away every last cell of necrotic flesh. Now, when I'm done, if it's still spreading, then we'll take the leg. And if we do, then our eager young intern here can hold the saw. Now, unlike Dr. Karev, kindness and compassion aren't very high on her list of priorities, but a little bone saw action, well, maybe that'll earn me some respect. Am I right? Now, Dr. Yang, you ready to scrub back in?
You're the head of this whole hospital?
Just the surgeons.
Well, they should make you the head of everything.
She's batting the lashes. You can see that she's batting the lashes.
Doctor, wherever the point is, Grace wants to be with her Lenny. She misses him terribly.
You realize if I pull out the tube, Grace will die.
We're old, Magpie, not deaf.
Pull the plug already. It's what she wants.
Ladies, I appreciate your concern for your friend. But we need to contact a durable power of attorney to sign the release.
That's Alice. Call Alice.
Grace's daughter. She's a lesbian.
Well, that's okay, isn't it? I mean, she could still have the power of attorney.
Fine. But we'll need Alice's signature.
Good luck. She lives in Oregon.
Oh, she could fax it.
I'm sorry. We'll need her original signature.
Oh, can't we just skip that part?
Bat the lashes again. I think it was working.
Hey, excuse me, ladies.
You're like the old lady whisperer. They really cheer up when you come around.
Meredith, you understand if the daughter shows up tomorrow and confirms she's DNR.
I have to kill my patient, I know.
How you doing? Something I can do for you?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. I don't need any help from you. Thank you.
Sir, fare you well. Hereafter, in a better world than this, I shall desire more love and knowledge of you.
To Dr. O'Malley!
She called me unkind. Unkind and lacking in compassion in front of my boyfriend. I am not unkind.
I think I have to kill a woman tomorrow. I have to take out the tube that's keeping her alive.
Rizzy.
This is the part where you say what's wrong with you.
Where are you going?
I forgot something at work.
In your mirror.
I have to kill a woman.
You know, and that's a problem. Why? I mean, if it's what she wants, it's what she wants. And that is not unkind or lacking in compassion. I'm a very compassionate person. I'm more compassionate than you, Alex.
Oh, shut your pie hole, Yang.
Hey, Joe, can we have another round, please?
Yeah, give Nurse O'Malley a drink on me.
What'd you say? Hey. Karev just called me a nurse.
At least nurses aren't
really?
Butchers.
The worst you could come up with?
Oh, wait. Was that an insult or is that a... Was supposed to be
what? Are you kidding me? I will kill you, you know. Bring it on. Bring it on, okay, mama? Let's bring it on.
Oh, look, there's your squad.
We want to cheer it out, soccer mom?
Oh, are you getting it?
Hey,
You're awake.
Hey, yeah.
Baby jumps up and down on my belly all night. Makes me have to pee all the time.
You work long hours, huh?
Yeah. But I'm off work now. I just came back to talk to you. I grew up in Chehalis, too.
Serious?
Forest Park.
The trailer park behind the church.
On Route 6, yeah.
My friend Shelly lives up there.
Yeah, my mom still lives there.
No way.
Yeah. Can you keep a secret? This is my daughter.
I
In the picture, she's 6, but she's 11 now. She lived in Santa Barbara, but they moved. I don't know where. But I know her name is Hannah, and she likes pigs.
Pigs?
Yep. She collects them, like figurines and stuffed animals, you know. I think it's probably because her mom read her show, that's why.
I thought you were her mom.
I'm her mother, but I'm not her mom. Look, I know that where we come from, this kind of thing doesn't get talked about. But I wanted you to know that there's more than one way to be a good mother. I wanted better for her than I could do at 16.
I love my baby.
Of course you do. But you're reading her Shakespeare. When you're working 12-hour shifts at the diner, like our moms, you won't be coming home and reading her Shakespeare.
I can hear you from 6 blocks away.
Sorry.
Don't be. I like it. I'm just not sure how the neighbors would feel.
Which,
by the way, is not a thing someone lacking in compassion would be concerned with.
How's your patient's leg?
Carved all to hell, but still on her body. We're watching it overnight. What's going on?
Never in my career have I questioned a fellow surgeon and their OR. I'd never understood what the problem was. An intern dating an attending until today.
Don't believe 2519 when she tells you that she went to the bathroom. She just wants to go home. She just says she went to the bathroom, and then she's back here 2 days later.
Yeah. Hey, I need sutures in 2602.
Can't help you.
What?
Fair hours, fair wages. Fair hours, fair... It's no offense.
None taken.
We're straight going.
Do you know... Do you realize how rarely doctors say thank you and please to nurses? How few surgeons even know the names of... I shouldn't be seen talking to you.
Excuse me? I'm looking for Richard Weber.
Can I help you?
My name is Alice Bickham. I'm here about my mother, Grace.
Sure. Come with me, please. You said you would look after her.
I'm sorry?
You told me to go to work, and you said you would look after her.
Miss Woods, can you just follow me?
Nurse's station. She's a kid, you know. She's scared enough without you putting ideas in her head. How do you tell a scared kid to give her baby away?
I didn't tell her. I didn't advise her. I didn't pressure her. I just talked to her.
You're not a shrink. You're not her mother, she's my kid, and you crossed the line.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry, you're superior. So what, you're a big shot doctor and you get to judge us? You get to tell my kid how to live her life?
Cheyenne is smart. She's smart and she's thoughtful and she can have more. She can have more than a trailer park and a graveyard shift at a truck stop diner. Don't you want that for her? I mean, if you can... get past the fact that I'm superior and that I'm judging you and that I'm telling you what's best for your family. If you can just get past all of that, isn't it possible that I'm also right?
Yeah.
pretty spectacular recovery, Claire.
Really? Do you think it's going to be okay?
I think we got almost all of the necrotic tissue. A few times in the hyperbaric chamber, and I'm thinking you'll be out of the woods.
Thank you for saving my leg.
My pleasure. Now, Dr. Karev here will explain a hyperbaric chamber. Dr. Karev?
Thank you, Dr. Heron. A hyperbaric chamber.
I'll take that apology anytime.
So I'm going to give her a sedative, which will ease her discomfort, and then I'll remove the tube.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Wait. Do you want to?
No. No, we've already said our goodbyes. We just wanted to be here when Grace crossed over. Ready?
I can take care of this.
I did it. I should undo it.
How long, I mean, before?
It can take a while.
You made me cross the line.
Oh, like I didn't make you do anything?
That's not your fault. It's mine. I'm your teacher. I'm supposed to be. But you came to me as your boyfriend, and I responded that way.
I'm not used to being wrong.
I know. But you're an intern. Second-guessing a resident is not your job.
How long has it been?
2 hours and 17 minutes.
I saw you there. At the nursing home with my mother.
Oh.
They said you go 2 or 3 times a week.
Whenever I can.
Why did you keep it a secret?
I don't know. Would you like me to stop going?
I'm gonna go check on Grace.
Do you think she's lonely, my mother?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you.
wish you rest soon, Peter.
Do you ever wish you hadn't got it?
No, I really don't.
If I give her up, if I give her away, do I still get to name her?
You can name her for yourself.
Did you name yours?
I think you should keep visiting her.
You sure?
Yeah. She lights up when you're around. She's alive.
She's with Atlas. I can't do this in front of Alex.
Well, you can, and you will.
Excuse me, why aren't you apologizing?
I'm an attending. I don't apologize to residents. You, on the other hand, are an intern.
Any available scrub nurse to OR3. Any available scrub nurse to OR3.
Sydney, I just wanted to... apologize for, you know, overstepping. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the compassion I was looking for.
Apology accepted. Okay, you want to hug it out?
Oh, hug.
Hug.
Oh, yeah.
We need them, Patricia.
Yes, we need them.
So, where do I find the spare change? not like whatever's hiding underneath the couch cushions is going to do it.
Well, I seem to remember pushing through paperwork for a multi-million-dollar surgery robot.
There was a 2-year waiting list for that. It will bring in huge business.
And could you and the robot handle that business without nurses?
We can't help ourselves. We see a line. We want to cross it. Maybe it's the thrill of trading the familiar for the unfamiliar. A sort of personal dare. Only problem is, once you've crossed, it's almost impossible to go back.
You okay?
Yeah. No, I am.
You okay?
Yeah.
What happened today?
Nothing. We don't know everything about each other, George.
Yeah.
True.
But if you do manage to make it back across that line, you find safety in numbers.
Anybody want to have sex?
George.